Hello and welcome to the Positive Place podcast, your home of feel-good news. Every week, along with special guests, I will be sharing oodles of heartwarming news stories, infinite ideas of activities to get stuck into during isolation, and hopefully putting a smile on your face with a number of entertaining debates about what we're getting up to at home. Each week's podcast will focus on a different theme. From sports to art, volunteering to education, there's something for everyone. Welcome to episode 3. From swimming to singing, drama to dancing, we've probably all got a hobby that's been affected by the lockdown. And this week we're going to be discussing how people are continuing their hobbies from home. Although we may not be able to go to weekly training sessions or take part in the competitions we'd expected to, there's many ways we can stay connected to the activities we're passionate about. To begin, here's 7 ideas of how people are continuing their hobbies from home.
I'm trying to learn a new guitar riff every day, which is quite ambitious, I think, seeing as I'm waking up at like almost midday every day. But what I learned yesterday was The Less I Know The Better by Tame Impala. And today I'm going to try and attempt to learn Blackbird by Paul McCartney. And tomorrow I have no idea. But it definitely can be preoccupied. And hopefully by the end of this lockdown, I will be like Jimi Hendrix and everyone will think I'm amazing. But probably not.
You can binge that TV show that everyone's already telling you to watch, like Game of Thrones. What have I been watching? I've been watching Lucifer, that demon devil detective program. It's interesting. Oh, I'd suggest a peep show. Peep show is something that you should definitely be watching, if you haven't already.
I'm brushing up on my piano and my guitar skills because they were instruments that I used to learn as a kid. But again, I've let them slip a little bit. So, I don't know, it feels like a really good thing to do, to brush up on those old skills, because it gives you a new sort of outlook on stuff that you used to do. And it's honestly just quite good fun. Keeps you busy.
Picking up old hobbies such as knitting and sewing.
I'm going to try and continue a skill that I have neglected, such as playing the guitar.
So one of the things that we did this week to kind of keep us sane was we actually had a homemade pizza night. Basically made the dough halfway through the day, and then we made the pizzas and put on our toppings, and it was a really great thing to do to just prolong the whole cooking process, and we had some really good pizzas at the end of it.
I used to really enjoy doing art, and I still do. I did art A-level and art GCSE, and actually it's something I've not really had the chance of doing, aside from crafts with four-year-olds and paintings for brownies. So that's going to be something that I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks. I'm going to spend some time making a large canvas for my auntie for her flat in London, which she's been nagging me to do for about 2 years. And I'm also going to just do some things that I fancy doing, which will be good fun.
One organisation that certainly isn't letting the lockdown slow them down is Girl Guiding. I spoke to a number of members, including many who are involved in the advocate panel, all about how they're continuing the guiding spirit from home, as well as a number of the social action projects that the advocates have launched in recent weeks. I began by chatting with Emma, who was part of the advocate panel. She told me all about one of the advocates' first initiatives, social distancing, and shared some of her favourite memories from Girl Guiding.
So I'm a member of Girl Guiding's Advocate Panel, which is a panel for Youth Voice, and there's 18 girls and women from all across the UK, and we're between the ages of 14 and 25. And our role involves making sure that Youth Voice is at the heart of everything that goes on in Girl Guiding, whether that is inward-facing projects to engage our members, or national campaigns such as the campaign to end period poverty, the campaign for a deposit return scheme to tackle plastic pollution. We basically have a really important role in that all of our youth membership feels that their voice is being incorporated into all of these things that go on. So the idea of social distancing came about when one member of the advocate panel tweeted that she was going to use the time in isolation to sew on loads of badges onto her camp blanket. It's a bit of a thing in Girl Guiding that badges are really popular. Everyone collects them, and sometimes they can be neglected to be sewn onto a camp blanket. So it was her idea to use the time basically to tackle that badge pile, sew a badge a day onto her camp blanket and share the kind of memory of that badge or the story of how she earned it on social media. So I really quickly replied, loving the idea, saying that I was going to join in too. And more people also liked the tweet and replied saying that it was something that they were going to join in with. At that point, we thought, we'd better start a hashtag. So the idea of hashtag social distancing, with the pun in there, that was created. We tweeted that this is what the project was going to be. It was going to involve sewing a badge a day onto a camp blanket and on social media using the hashtag, sharing the story of how the badge was earned. And it really, really quickly took off. The original tweet has got thousands and thousands of impressions as more and more members kind of got wind of it and really loved the idea and thought that they were going to join in. And we've been using social media to really drive the project forward. So the benefit of a hashtag is you can search it and see all of the tweets under the hashtag. So we members of the advocate panel have been kind of going through the hashtag every day, liking tweets, replying to them, really making sure that people who are engaging in the project feel that their badge stories are being listened to and kind of valued and enjoyed. So it's been really, really great to have a completely virtual project. There's been no face-to-face involvement in it. So for a time like this, that's so incredible. So my favourite badge that I haven't sewn on as part of social distancing, it was already on there, but it's my Action for Change badge. And that is a badge for one of Girl Guiding's other campaigning and advocacy programmes. And it's where my love for social action really blossomed. So I created a project to try and tackle the lack of women in STEM, or sorry, the gender imbalance across STEM subjects. And it was basically a network of girls and young women all wanting to try and make a positive difference. And it's where, as I said, my love for this social action kind of thing and advocacy just took off. So that's my favourite badge because it really started my journey, which sounds really cheesy, but it did. So that's my favourite badge. So I think that sharing badge stories at this time can really help like mental health, because obviously everyone knows how difficult it is to be stuck inside and there to be nothing to do. And obviously face-to-face meetings have been suspended. So it can feel a little bit lonely in guiding, but reflecting on badge stories shows that there's still a community there, and it reminds us that we've had great times in the past and we're going to have those to look forward to, because ultimately this is going to blow over. We don't know when, but it will. And we can just reflect on our previous badges and our memories and know that we're going to have equally amazing times to look forward to, which in such a difficult time, that's the key, just kind of look into the future. So that's why that this social distancing campaign has been really, really important.
Hi, I'm Phoebe, I'm 19 and I am a member of Girl Guiding's advocate panel. So I got involved with guiding when I was 7 years old, when I became a brownie. I actually didn't progress any further through the later sections until I started volunteering when I was 16 at the brownie unit that I used to go to when I was younger, because my eldest niece became a brownie there. So I started out as a young leader, completed my qualification, and now I've been volunteering with Girl Guiding for 4 years and I'm working towards my adult leadership qualification, which is very exciting. In terms of the advocate panel, I got involved because I really wanted to get involved with Girl Guiding on a deeper level and get involved with the running of things and campaigns and stuff like that. So I saw that Girl Guiding were advertising for the new cohort of advocates. I thought it'd be a great opportunity, and after an interview, I got selected to become part of the new advocate panel. So throughout this period that we're in, it's so strange. Girl Guiding has been really helpful in keeping me connected to my friends and my brownie unit that I help run. It's really good that we can still use online software such as Zoom to hold our meetings, and we're doing everything that we usually do just online. So for example, our meetings are starting again this Thursday. I'm helping run the languages badge because I study French, so it's really good that I can give the girls my skills and help them learn something. Further than volunteering and still being part of our unit, the social action is so important at this time, and it's great that Girl Guiding are doing different initiatives such as the Adventures at Home that girls can get involved with and volunteers can help support. We can profit from this social action and this charitable mindset that's going on at the moment, so as we come out of this COVID period, we can be stronger and more united as a Girl Guiding community, but also as a community in the country as a whole. As a Girl Guiding advocate, you may have seen that we've already launched two initiatives that we've come up with ourselves. So we have the social distancing, in which everyone has been sewing on different badges onto either their uniforms or their camp blankets. but my favourite has been the recent Uniform for Uniforms that we launched on Sunday. As a panel, we decided that we really wanted the community to stay together and also show our appreciation for our key workers. So this Thursday, we are going to be clapping for our key workers whilst wearing our uniform, hence the hashtag. It's so lovely that the regions are helping support the campaign and promoting the things we made on social media. Not only does it bring the community together as a whole, but it also means that as a country we can come together and girl guiding can be recognised in a positive way.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm 19 years old and I'm from Hertfordshire, and I'm currently an adult volunteer within Girl Guiding. I joined Girl Guiding when I was 9 as a brownie because one of my best friends at primary school went and it sounded amazing. So I went along with her and I haven't left since. I went through brownies, guides and what was the senior section but is now called rangers. I loved being part of Girl Guiding and some of my favourite memories have to be from guide camps and from when I went to one of our world centres, our chalet, in Switzerland in 2017. I currently volunteer with one brownie unit in Hertfordshire, as it's my home county, but I also volunteer with a brownie unit in Lincoln, as well as a ranger unit, whilst I'm away from home at university. I'm continuing with all things Girl Guiding during lockdown. I'm very active on social media, so I've been sharing things on my platforms about what my units have been getting up to, and things that both members and non-members can get involved in as part of Girl Guiding, particularly the Adventures at Home activities. I've also been encouraging both my brownie units to get involved with Girl Guiding by completing their interest badges. Each week we send out an idea for a clause for them to complete. I've also been tackling my badge blanket to make sure I've sewn all my badges on and are all up to date as well, ready for when we can go back to normal meetings. Continuing with Girl Guiding things whilst at home has definitely helped my mental well-being as well. Anything I receive from my brownies always makes me smile and makes me super proud of all of them. They are also a big inspiration for me to keep going and do what I'm doing. This has definitely helped me to feel like I'm still connected to the wider world and feel a part of something bigger. I was also lucky to take part in the WAGS, the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts live campfire, where I watched a live stream of people from around the world sing campfire songs and I got to join in too from home with my own songbook and guiding light. This was really special as we were connected to over 6,500 other people all sharing this same moment. It was a truly amazing event and we got to visit each world centre, there are 5 in total, and that allowed me to be connected to members involved with WAGS all over the globe. My favourite song from the campfire had to be Edelweiss, as it reminds me of my time in Switzerland.
Hi, I'm Ellie and I'm a Girl Guiding Advocate. In the past 2 weeks, we've put together an initiative called hashtag Uniform for Uniforms. It's all about encouraging girls to dress up in their uniform for the Clap for Our Carers and Our Key Workers on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, where people go outside of their houses and clap and use pots and pans and just make loads of noise to show our appreciation for our key workers during this time. And we are encouraging girls to wear their uniform and post pictures on social media because we want them to firstly know that there is the Girl Guiding community still very much alive during quarantine, even if they can't go to unit meetings and see their leaders and see their other Rainbow Brownie Guide Ranger friends. They can still be part of a community where there are lots of people all over the UK who still care about Girl Guiding and still care about them. They're doing this by sharing the photos on social media with the hashtag. It's also to show key workers, Girl Guiding and all of Girl Guiding's 500,000 members, there are great appreciation for the work they're doing, whether that's people who are working in the healthcare service, people who are providing the food that we're eating. We want to show how much girls and young women really appreciate them during this time and really appreciate them carrying on, even in the difficult circumstances. This is a completely advocate-led initiative. Girl Guiding HQ had no involvement in this, which I really enjoyed doing. I really enjoyed doing something right from the advocate, because we just had a Zoom meeting. One of our advocates, Maddie, she has been amazing at putting together the video that has been shared around social media and helped organise all of the lines we were going to do. And yeah, I've just had a really great time taking part in the project, and I really hope tomorrow night girls get out there in their uniforms and really blow up social media with all of the hashtags with pictures of them in their uniform.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Smith. I'm 20 years old and I'm from Belfast, Northern Ireland. Presently, my involvement in guiding is that I run my own guide unit as a leader. I am also on the Girl Guiding Advocate panel, and I got involved in the Advocate panel because it actually just showed up on one of my social medias and I accepted the challenge, I guess, and I was like, right, okay, I'll apply for it, and I forgot that I did. And then when I got a response, I was like, oh, I actually got somewhere. Here I am, and I'm really, really enjoying every step of the way. At the minute, especially with everything going on, social media has helped us continue as advocates because it has been more present. So we're all from different places, obviously, and especially with no interaction with other people as such. We've been able to communicate between us using Zoom calls, and we have our group chat, and we've been able to chat amongst ourselves and just kind of like keep some sort of sense of normality. Also, the advocate's appeal to Boris Johnson was kind of significant because it was asking him to address the young people, which was very important, I think, because there's so much uncertainty surrounding really everything at the minute, and I just think it was important to try and get the young people involved as well. So that's why us as advocates wrote the letter. Initiatives that we have launched as advocates ourselves, so with just as a group of 18 of us, we have been putting some of our own things out, which has been quite significant as well. And I do think that we are keeping our presence known as just members of Girl Guiding in general, and that as much as our units can't run, so most units are doing virtual guiding, and as much as we aren't here, when we did our clap for carers uniform for uniforms, that was to try and just show, yes, that Girl Guiding, we are still one. We are still present in our volunteering roles. Social media being used more positively now, I think to a sense, yes, it has been used more positively, and we are able to share our different resources with each other. And even Girl Guiding has been very active on releasing Adventures at Home, which has been very important in also keep Girl Guiding going and just be engaging with the young people that are still wanting to be actively involved even during all of this.
It was great to hear from members of Girl Guiding all about the activities they're getting up to at home. We'll be hearing more from the Girl Guiding advocates in our upcoming episode about social media and social action. For our second interview of the episode, Philippa has been speaking to Sam Marshall, who's been making weekly songs on Facebook live during lockdown, inspired by comments from his friends.
And we're here with Sam Marshall, who has been doing lots of music during the lockdown. So Sam, what have you been up to during the lockdown?
I've been doing this weekly songwriting challenge. It's not anything that I found externally. I think one Sunday I was like, I fancy writing a song, because, you know, it's something that I've been known to do in various forms. I wanted some kind of inspiration for what to write about. So I just posted on Facebook being like, you know, I'm going to do a Sunday songwriting challenge, going to try and write a song in the next 48 hours. Could I get some inspiration for, you know, subjects to write the song about? And got some comments, and it's kind of been a weekly thing from there.
So how many have you done so far?
I've done 4 now, and I'm currently working on song number 5.
Do you think lockdown has affected your creativity in what you've been producing? Because you've done music, obviously done a lot of music beforehand as well.
Yeah, I think it's kind of been, there's a couple of ways that it's affected me. So like, on one hand, I've now been furloughed by my work, so not working. I'm not allowed to work for them right now because that's how it works. So I've got a lot of time on my hands in theory, and so I feel like more of an imperative to be doing productive creative stuff rather than just, you know, stagnating and lying in bed all day. Not that I would do that anyway, but yeah, just this imperative that I should be creating things. And I think a lot of people are feeling that. Obviously, there's been quite a lot of stuff on Facebook saying it's okay if you don't do this stuff, but I think there's still something inside of me that thinks, you know, I've got an opportunity that I wouldn't normally have to have lots of free time outside of work, and so I should be using that to make something that I have the ability to make. But on the other hand, it's kind of harder to slip into that creative inspired mindset, partly because I'm not experiencing much of the world outside of my house and Tesco. It's much harder to like naturally slip into that inspired state because there's nothing really around that's unfamiliar or unusual that I'm encountering other than like the culture that I'm consuming via YouTube or Netflix or whatever. And so it's highly, yeah, so I've kind of tried to build creativity into my schedule, but that still feels kind of unusual because I'm just kind of sitting there hoping to be inspired and to create stuff. It's, yeah, it's a lot harder to get into that state naturally.
So I guess that leads on to another question, which is, you were saying that you've been sort of also talking on Facebook to people. So how have you been kind of getting that inspiration for songs?
The first song that I wrote, the suggestion I got was the Ballad of the Right Lion, which is the, there are two lions outside Nottingham Council House. One of them is the place where everybody meets, the left-hand lion, and then the right one doesn't get a look in. So somebody requested that I write a song about that. And it ended up being based in Nottingham Market Square now with nobody around. And from there, all of the songs so far have kind of been about lockdown and, you know, the social distancing culture. So that's kind of been the topic area that I've been getting inspiration from for the topics of my songs. And that's based on like my own feelings, conversations I'm having with my housemates. But then extra inspiration wise, I'm kind of doing those posts again, like I did with the first one, saying, you know, I've got an idea for a song about this. Could you quickly tell me about your experiences around this topic? Like whether that's feeling like you've got video call fatigue, that was one of my recent songs, or like, you know, what kind of kindnesses have you experienced in the social distancing world? And I think that's kind of helping me to get into that naturally inspired state, or at least if I get stuck while I'm writing, I can go to those comments and think, okay, maybe this is a perspective that I can start from.
So looking forward, do you think this experience will alter how you make music after lockdown ends, and will we see a lockdown album?
Well, I think it would be really cool to make these songs into a collection. And obviously, I'm not trying to like profit off this horrible situation. But I think it feels quite cool to be writing a cohesive collection of songs that are all about this thing that we're all experiencing. And so to go and get those properly recorded and put into a collection would be a cool next step. But I think in terms of like how it affects my songwriting and creativity in the future, I think it's kind of taught me that I do know how to brute force creativity, which is something that I don't think I believed was possible before. Like if I sit down for long enough and force myself to think of stuff and be creative and also ask other people for inspiration, then it will come. And also just the knowledge that music and our creations are things that people want. Because I think we live in a world, well, especially with the current government, that feels like it doesn't really care about creativity and the arts at the moment. And it feels like we're just in our little corner being like, actually it is good, but we don't necessarily have the evidence for that. But all of the responses that I've got to these songs and that I've seen other people get to their, you know, comedy and all the other things people are making, it's really good to know that these things do provide hope, even if they're not essential services. And that when you make these accessible, like you're offering them for free or you're making them available on a platform that everyone has access to, like especially with like the National Theatre plays, like so many of those, like the Treasure Island and 12th yes. Night, they're all about making it accessible. And to have that freely available, it's so refreshing to see all the people that might not otherwise have consumed those things kind of responding so well, and it giving people something to believe in, something to enjoy, you know, a way to escape, I guess.
So if we wanted to hear your music, obviously at the moment you're streaming them on Facebook, so we might not be able to access them if we're not your friend on Facebook. Is there anywhere else that you're planning on putting them maybe later, or do you have other areas that we could find your music?
Good question. Yeah, like as you say, at the moment they only exist as videos from my live streams on Facebook, so my Facebook friends can see them. Maybe if I do end up getting them properly recorded, they'll go on Bandcamp is a good place, though I don't actually have an account myself. So basically, no, at the moment there isn't anywhere. But perhaps
it's just
I'll
a little private
them...
concert.
Yeah. Maybe I should make them available on the Hideout Productions page. That's my my little theatre collective in Nottingham. That's a public page, so if I make them available there, then people will be able to see them. So I guess Hideout Productions on Facebook.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks again to both Sam and Philippa for that interview. Although Sam's music isn't available publicly, we do have his most recent song, which we'll be playing at the end of this episode. And be sure to keep an eye out on Hideout Productions for any future uploads from Sam. For the final segment of this episode, we're looking at how societies from the University of Nottingham are continuing. Of course, this meant I spoke to fellow URN members to find out how they're continuing their radio shows from home.
Like a lot of the station, I'm still doing URN at home, got my microphone set up, doing my little recordings every week in my room. And yeah, it's different. We have to plan over Skype and then just sort of message each other through the show as we're broadcasting from opposite ends of the country, which was particularly interesting during the Easter special. But it's something new, but we're adapting and it's really fun.
So what am I doing in terms of projects and stuff in isolation and hobbies? I've always been someone who likes to do projects. I've made half-finished Enigma machines, computer-coded gadgety things that open like almost like a bin, made motorised rabbit feeders, all sorts of weird contraptions, but a lot of them never were perfected or never were finished properly. And of course, with lockdown, I thought that's something that we could do. And one of the things that we needed in the house, well, I say we needed, we liked the idea of having in the house, shall we say, is a recording studio, because with my sister being a singer, she needed a place to record stuff for college. And I also needed a place really that I could DJ in. I could have done it in my room and stuff like that. But there's a limited amount of space that you have. And also the fact that, of course, you know, if it was downstairs where my piano is, some people are working in lockdown at some times of the day, members of my family, you know, other times of the day, and also, you know, neighbours and that sort of thing. We thought one of the spaces that doesn't really have that problem is the loft, because there's a couple of loft conversions, but there's none near us on our street. So effectively, the loft is an unused space in a lot of the houses. We thought it'd be a perfect place, in actual fact, to build a studio, because it's insulated to begin with. So that was the starting point. And then we thought, okay, so what do we need? So the one thing that we first wanted was a sound booth, and we created this by, we effectively had some signpost sort of, it's sort of like plasticky wood that you can bend, but it's quite elasticy. And we also had a IKEA style clothes cabinet, but it was made of fabric and sort of metal poles, but it wasn't being used anymore. So what we did is we bent the poles that made that up and riveted on the bendy wooden plastic, created sort of like a curved booth. Thing that we then stuck the sort of pyramid foam that you get from, you can just get that from like eBay and places, on to make it soundproof and make it as a sound insulator. Stuck that on with spray mount, and we then created sort of like a hook to hang it on, which meant that it could effectively be moved around in different places in the loft. That was our starting point. And then we thought, well, what else do we need? Well, something else would be nice as an addition for me when I like to DJ would be sort of more like a standing up deck holder. So we've sort of got like a sloping roof that sort of comes out that I could attach that on. So we've built that now. So I've got somewhere else to put my actual DJ deck. And then we thought, okay, well, in terms of the rest of the stuff, we've got some speakers, we've got a guitar stand. We made a little sofa out of a fold-up bed, and we then covered the walls in posters of gigs and stuff that I've been to, artists. My sister's put a couple of fairy lights up here. But yeah, it's just a really nice space, enjoy music. And yeah, it's a nice space that we didn't have before lockdown, so there is some positives of lockdown.
So it's just like, you know, going past and I'm like, wow.
There was an advert.
It's not the Grace and Matt show.
Oh, hello and welcome back to the Grace and Matt Isolation with me, normal, respectable human, and Grace.
Why do you do this? Just can't be bothered today with your rubbish.
Grace, how have we continued our show in isolation?
We've done many things. You're probably better to speak about the actual setup, but we can go with what sections we've introduced. We've got People Watch, because Matt's, well, new studio has...
bedroom.
Yes, indeed, has a big window, and we've just been watching people, and there are some characters on this street. There's some builders, there's people with dogs, there's people that run funny. So we've done that. What else have we done? Running guy who looked like he was running, but he was going really slow.
That is a good point.
And we've also done many other things, like given tasks to listeners to do at home, like create a poem. Or there was a special word for it. Oh, that was just a suggestion. A poem. create a poem. We are also doing caterpillars. That's not something for people to do, but we're doing something slightly different in that we're going to keep listeners updated on the progress on our caterpillars that will hopefully turn to butterflies.
So we have... What have we done? Okay, People Watch, just to sum up what you've said. We're watching people outside of the window during every show. It's quirky. It's random.
Please just repeat him. The goat.
We give challenges to our listeners every gosh darn week and try it ourselves. It doesn't go very well. And we have cute, sweet little baby caterpillars on the way in the mail. And they're going to be incredibly exciting.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the setup, we've got two blue snowball microphones and a software called Mix. And Grace is doing literally all of the technological stuff. I don't understand how she does it. She just types away.
Well, we're not all born with skills like this, you know.
Very great with computers. She knows what, you know, a mouse is.
Sometimes I can turn a computer on.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I require help.
Other times, you're trying to turn your computer on, and I say, Grace, that's not a computer, that's a potato. And you say, oh.
Ah, so it's happened again. It's happened again. Silly me.
What else?
That's it, really. You got this cool new program.
That's it, yeah, Mix. I said that.
Oh.
It's pretty cool, though.
That's it.
The three X's.
To be honest, it hasn't changed much. We've kept a lot of the original stuff, because turns out we don't need a proper studio for anything that we do. I don't know if that's good or bad. Yeah. But yeah, we just had the new content, new setup. It's been fun.
It's the Grace and Matt Isolation. It's every Friday. It's 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. And it's an experience.
Of course, URN isn't the only society that's still continuing. I spoke to two members from Nottingham New Theatre to find out how they're staying creative during lockdown.
My name's Katani Kapure. I've been in the NNT since this is only my first year, so I've been the whole semester until now. Next year, I am the unscripted coordinator, and I've been involved in two unscripted shows. I was supposed to do a fringe show before the lockdown, and I directed La Casa Bernal Alba. And my favourite show, the one that's really stuck in my head at the moment, is probably All My Son.
Hi, I'm Katie Booth and I'm in first year. I've started NNT since my first term and I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I have been part of the unscripted, unauditioned drama group and have done their play Dead Meat along with La Casa de Bernarda Alba, and both have been so exciting and I can't wait to do some more.
So how has isolation impacted being able
well,
to do drama
Well, it's impacted
projects?
Quite a lot. Can't really, you know, perform or rehearse or really do anything, so all the projects have been put on pause or unfortunately cancelled, which is a shame, but, you know, the committee's working really hard to start planning things ready for the next year or as soon as we can.
Isolation has obviously meant that many plays that we were looking forward to have been cancelled, along with our show at Edinburgh Fringe and our Student Run Festival, which is really disappointing. However, we know this is the best decision to be made.
Are there any ways in which you can continue with drama-related activities, but from home?
Yeah, there's loads. I personally have script writing at the moment. I'm working on two different shows that I want to put on. One's a fringe and one's an in-house show. And I'm pretty sure quite a lot of the members have been working on their own script or working in groups to, like, get a show together and plan shows. So there is quite a lot of, like, admin-ish stuff that we can do and get ready for, like, the actual proposal periods and, you know, getting the shows on.
Despite lockdown affecting many drama projects, there are still so many ways you can continue drama at home. For example, many people I know have been using this time to develop ideas and script write for future productions that they hope to put on.
Are there any online resources for people interested in drama that you could use during isolation?
Yes, definitely. There's a really good Facebook group called Theatre in the Age of Corona, and people post like archives and stuff like that of shows that they've seen or been put on, and it's really, really good. So if you want to see some shows or get involved, just have a look at that page because it's really interesting, everything everyone's putting on. Also, the National Theatre have been putting a lot of their shows on, like free, so everyone can watch. I think the one on at the moment until Thursday is Treasure Island, and the set for that looks amazing, so I recommend jumping on their page and having a look at that.
And finally, what are you looking forward to doing drama-related once lockdown is over?
I'm ready to jump back into it, getting shows, put on shows, work on shows, like everything to do with the NNT. I'm ready for it all to start back up. So at the moment, my main plan is to put the shows I want, I've been working on in lockdown, to put them on. That's my main plan at the moment.
I think the thing that I'm most excited for when lockdown is over is just to get back in the theatre and doing what my friends and I love most. Although we recognise that the theatre productions may not be able to be put on for a long while, we're all super excited to get back together and see our NNT family.
It was great to hear from both members of NNT and URN, and I'm super pleased to hear that the societies are both continuing despite the lockdown. Unfortunately though, that's all we've got time for episode 3 of the Positive Place podcast. Thanks once again for joining me, and huge thanks to all our guests from this week. Be sure to tune in for episode 4, where we'll be talking all things active and interviewing Lucy, who's been doing online Zumba classes for free. To finish, we're very lucky to be able to play you the latest song from Sam Marshall called Don't Wish Your Life Away. Stay safe and have a lovely week.
This is song number 5 of the Robin of Lockdown project. At the moment, it's called Don't Wish Your Life Away. It's basically inspired by a podcast that Lucy and I both listen to where one of the presenters, she's just had a baby. She's quite kind of caught between wishing that this is all over, but also not wanting to wish the first few days of her child's life away. Sitting, drinking, thinking about the places we'll go to when we're allowed out. You say you never knew how much you'd miss Wagamamas. Hours, even days can pass by with nothing to show for the time I let fly. Sometimes it's hard to resist staying in my pajamas. Cause right now the world's scary at best, and we yearn for a time when we want to get dressed, but we don't know how long that will be. So while we all wait, here's my plea. Try not to wish this time away. In quarantine, there's no such thing as a wasted day. So don't wish this time away. You don't have to write blog posts or poems or plays, cause right now it's our job to stay home. And you're smashing it if you don't roam. So think of all the games you can play, and don't wish this time away. Walking, talking, kids growing up, a timely reminder to keep showing up. What do you want this time to look like when you look back on it? Cause time hasn't frozen, so neither should you. You don't have to keep busy, just keep being you. Just making the best of this time's all I want you to promise. And no, this time isn't a gift, especially if you've just been kicked off your shift. So let's honor our place in this fight and remember what makes our lives bright. Try not to wish this time away. Is there a neighbor who you can help in some small way? Don't wish this time away. Buy extra food, clap for carers, cook, donate and pray. Cause right now it's our job to stay home. And you're smashing it if you don't roam. Try not to treat this like it's a delay. And don't wish this time away. Life hasn't paused because we're stuck inside. So wear your hobbies, obsessions and interests with pride. Key workers are risking their lives so that people like us can continue to thrive. So don't let these days pass you by. Try not to wish this time away. Sure, it's a mixed blessing, but it's not one you get every day. Don't wish this time away. It's not gonna go any faster anyway. Cause right now it's our job to stay home. And we're smashing it if we don't roam. We all have to take things day by day. So don't wish this time.